Hello, everyone. Okay, today's topic is a student suggested topic. So if you have any topics to suggest, please make sure to text me and we'll try to speak about the topics. The question was about women wearing pants, whether or not a woman could wear pants, and what's the deal with that. And so that's today's topic. So thank you, Aliza Zadeh, for suggesting the topic. So there's two potential problems with pants wearing. One is a pasuk that says lo yekli gever al isha velo yilbash gever simos isha, that a man should not wear that a woman should not wear men's clothing, and a woman should not wear, and a man should not wear women's clothing. So that is the first problem of if pants would be considered a men's garment, that woman would not be able to wear it. And the second one is, in terms of tzniut, in terms of modesty, that it might not be so appropriate for there to be a split all the way up the leg. So those are the two problems that we're going to be dealing with today. So we'll deal with each one individually. The first one, the first one is the topic of whether or not it's considered men's clothing. So in terms of men's clothing, the Shevet HaLevi says, in the name of the Beis Yosef, that if you're wearing one garment that's for men, even though all your other garments are for women, even though everyone knows that a woman, that this is a woman who's wearing this clothing, it would still not be allowed. And Shulchan Aruch says basically that as well. It says whether it's a hat or a scarf of men, it would not be allowed, that women would not be allowed to wear men's clothing. And the Rama says any clothing that is really made for a man, a woman shouldn't be wearing, even if all of her other clothing are really woman-oriented and everyone knows that she's a woman, yeah.
What if it's like unisex?
We'll get to it in a second. If I don't answer it, ask me again. So the question is that we really have to ask is, are pants men's or women's clothes or unisex? That's the big question that we're basically asking because, okay, we understand that you're not, men are not allowed to wear women's clothes, women are not allowed to wear men's clothes, but then what qualifies pants as either men's or women's clothing? Pants that are made for women, they're cut differently, and men would probably have a hard time getting into them because they're cut differently, they're styled differently, they're made for women. So it'd be kind of hard to call those men's clothing because it's specifically made for women. So let's see what our Rabbanim have to say about. So Yaskil Avdi, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva of Kabbalists in Jerusalem in 1945, he was born in Aleppo and then moved to Yerushalayim. He was writing a letter to a rabbi in Afula in Israel named Moshe Maimon. He said that based on this Targum Yonatan of the Pasuk that of men not wearing women's clothes, women not wearing women's clothing, that this is really talking about tzitzis and tefillin. And because it's talking about tzitzis and tefillin, so these are talking about divrei mitzvah. If you're not allowed to wear it for a mitzvah, so they say it'd be hard-pressed to say it would be okay for a non-mitzvah, because if a mitzvah is something that you're commanded to do, and even then it's not okay because it's considered a men's garment, so then even more so for a non-mitzvah would not be okay, and therefore would be usur. However, the Yaskil Avdi, that's what Rav Moshe Maimon said to the Yaskil Avdi, but the Yaskil Avdi answered back, he said, no, if it's designed for women and it's advertised for women, and it's basically everything is, it's specifically made for the woman, so that is women's clothing and would be vice versa. It would actually be usur for men to wear. So you have these, you have this basically opinion that's basically saying that you can't say in an objective way that the whole category is considered not okay. You can't say objectively, according to the Yaskil Avdi, you can't say objectively pants are all men's. It's just, that's what the Yaskil Avdi says. The Tzitz Eliezer, however, takes a more stringent approach. And he says that, no, you he says actually gives a little bit of a leniency, saying, okay, you're allowed to wear like snow pants because there's nothing happening there. But for pants that are specifically worn for fashion or for beauty, for whatever reason, so that those would be not allowed, because in an objective way, pants are considered men's clothing. The Minhag Chatz Yitzchak says, because pants were originally created for men to wear, just because now they're cut for women or designed for women or whatever, doesn't change the reality, the fact that when they were created as men's garments, and therefore we still call them pants. Pants are pants, and no matter how they're cut or who they're styled for, pants are pants, and pants are men's clothing. That's what the Minhag Yitzchak says. However, the Shevet HaLevi says, or even the Sefer Levi says, that if pants are able to, I can't even read my whole my handwriting here. If basically pants, one of the problems is that you have the split all the way up the leg. So if it wasn't split all the way up the leg, it might be a little bit better. But that the reason that in the past society hasn't worn pants or for women is because they understood this idea of making sure that the split of the leg wasn't there for women, because it draws attention to we'll just call it makom erva. But really, in reality, there are so many opinions who do say that, like the Yaskil Avdi and Rav Avadya Yosef and others, that really you can't give an objective reality to the fact that all pants are men's, and that you really have to say that if it's created, designed, cut, and advertised for women, therefore it would be considered women's clothing. So now that we dealt with the men's clothing, women's clothing debate, now we have to deal with the tznius debate of whether or not the split up the leg is considered modest. So pants would not be so a lot of people have argued, and I've heard the argument before, well, pants might not be tznius, but you know, there are a lot of skirts that are not tznius. And to that, you know, the answer back would be, well, if you have two foods and you say, well, this food isn't kosher, but this food also isn't kosher, so I'm just going to eat this one, it doesn't really work. Just go find kosher food. So, like, if you're starving on an island, okay, so yes, you should try and find, like, which one is going to be a lesser isser. But when you're just like, I'm hungry in the Hillel, and I have either cheeseburger or pork belly bacon for lunch, you know, this one's not kosher and this one's not kosher, so I'm just going to eat whichever one I think is the lesser isser. It's like, no, good, go downstairs to Substational. You know, they're go find kosher food. So same thing would be true. Just because pants wouldn't be sneas, and skirt, there are skirts that are not sneas. Okay, so you find the sneas skirt. So I think that argument just doesn't hold any water. However, I think that there are ways to get around it. Like the Yaskil Avdi, again, says this idea of pritzos would be if the leg is split all the way up, because again, it does draw attention to the Makom Erva. But Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin, who was the founder of Nishmat in Israel, in his Tshuvos B'nei Banim, he says, you know, the idea of this seeing a split between a woman's leg is not necessarily the physicality of seeing a split between a woman's leg, but rather the woman sitting with her legs open. So that even in the most sneeze long skirt all the way down to the floor, having the legs open would be problematic as well. So Rav Henkin says, it doesn't matter. It's not here nor there. However, Tzitz Eliezer comes out with a more stringent approach, saying that because the poskim wrote that you're not allowed, you know, the poskim all said basically that you should be wearing skirts, and they never even imagined the reality of the inappropriate nature of some of the dress of today's society, that maybe that stuff would not be okay. So before we get down to what might be okay and what might not be okay, what's the difference between, practically, what's the difference between whether or not you say that it's a tznius problem or if it's a beged ish problem, whether it's a men's clothing problem or if it's a tznius problem, modesty problem. So the biggest question is, if you find pants that if you want to wear pants underneath your skirt or in private, so then it would need to be a tznius issue. If you want to wear, because if it's a beged ish problem, beged ish applies even in private. So, right, there's an isser for men to, they prove it by a men, isser for men to shave certain parts of their body, because grooming certain parts of the body is seen as more of a woman's activity. And therefore, the same claim that that women can't wear men's clothing, they fall under the same category that men can't shave certain parts of their body because it falls under women's grooming area. So the question is if you could wear pants in private, it's an issue of begadish, because if it's a begadish problem, if it's really men's clothing, so too, shaving, you're shaving private areas that no one sees because it's under clothing. So it would be the same thing, is you can't do that in private or in public. So too, if it was a men's clothing, woman's clothing problem, you would also not be able to wear pants in private or even under a skirt. However, people will say that there are many religious women in Eretz Israel, in Israel, in communities who cover their hair and wear shirts all the way down, or even wear short sleeves, whatever, but they wear pants. And not even all of them, maybe a majority of them. So you don't see that anyone is coming out crazy against them. So I think that the difference is that these women are wearing usually what's modernly called michnasei Aladdin pants, which are, or elephant pants, right? That's what they're called. That the split is much lower down, and they're very, very baggy. The women are not wearing, you know, skinny tight jeans, which I think is a little bit of a difference here. So Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, who we mentioned before, he asked his father, Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin, who is other way around. Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin asked his grandfather, Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, who was the Gadol Ador in the last century, if women are allowed to wear pants. And he says, if they are very loose and they don't stick to the body, it would be okay. And sometimes even that they are much more tznius than a skirt. But if they are tight, it would be not allowed. But again, this is – and then you have the third issue to deal with that I haven't mentioned yet, which is the social issue, which is you can't deviate from where your community is because you want to be like a different part of a community, meaning the women who are in Israel, the community is – it is a communal norm to be wearing this type of thing. However, if you're looking at if you're wearing pants in a community that doesn't wear pants, so the question is who are you trying to emulate, or who are you trying to look like? Might not be just the issue of I just want to wear it or whatever. It's like, well, the way that you dress or the way that you act associates you with a certain group. So the question is what group are you trying to associate with? So for example, someone who wears a black hat is going to generally associate with other people with black hat. Someone who wears, like, it would be very strange if a guy in yeshiva who's sitting all day learning decides, you know what, I really want to look cool, so I'm going to wear a durag. I mean, it's not part of your community. It's like, well, why do you want to wear a durag? It's not just because you think it's cool. You think it's cool because you want to associate yourself with a certain type of community that's just not part of your community. So when you're looking at what you're trying to associate with, you have to look at why you're trying to look outside the community rather than within. So ultimately, if you're looking at what you would be allowed to do, what you would not be allowed to do. So we have the three problems. You have the men's women's problem, you have the sneeze problem, and you have the social problem. So let's try to figure them out. So if you can find clothing according to the Yaskil Avdi and to Mervadio Yosef and to many others, if you can find clothing that is made for a woman or designed for women or cut for women, whatever it is, and advertised for women, that means women's clothes. And that maya includes unisex clothing because unisex means for both, meaning that's not begadish because it's not, right? A t-shirt is a t-shirt. I mean, yes, they make women's t-shirts. Yes, they make men's t-shirts. But if you're just pulling off a random t-shirt off the shelf that's just like for everyone, so that'd be totally okay. But in terms of if you're trying to find pants, that would be halachically okay. So you to get rid of the begadish problem, you would need to find pants that are either unisex or you would need to find pants that are women's cut for women, advertised for women. You would not be able to shop in the men's section. To get rid of the tznius problem, you would need to find pants that are very, very loose and may potentially don't go all the way up the leg. So to you can find pants like that. Again, you can find Aladdin pants or elephant pants that qualify as both of those things, that they don't go all the way up the leg, that they're very, very loose, and that they're made and cut for women specifically. The other last issue to deal with is the social issue, is what part of the community are you trying to be a part of? Are you trying to be part of the community that is around you, or are you looking outside and saying, well, I might not, you know, I want to be part of it, but I don't want to dress like you. I don't want to be like you, like whatever. So I think that when trying to figure out like what exactly is allowed and what in terms of pants and skirts, these are the three problems to deal with and to contend with when you're making that decision. Any questions, comments, concerns? Yes. Go ahead, Izzy.
First of all, thank you. What about the historical men? So if you look through photos, including paintings and such, that actually are of realistic pictures of men, for example, this one.
I can't see.
What about those guys, the ones that would wear, first of all, the robes, that basically go down to the floor. Some of them don't even have that opening and are literal dresses. Some of them wore skirts, and I'm not just talking Roman Empire. In general, people, including men, or skirts. So what does that say about where halacha is right now versus why was it different then?
Yeah, it's a very good question. So I think skirts were mostly in certain societies. So like you said, Roman society, Scottish society. I don't really know many other societies that necessarily did it. I mean, if you look at old movies, like the Egyptians maybe also did, but I don't know that the Jews did because, right, so when we were redeemed from Egypt, we said that there was three things that we were... that we didn't change, that we were redeemed, is that we didn't change our language, our names, or our clothes. So that means that our clothing was differed from the Egyptian society around us. So I think that part of it is, again, I don't have any proof from the Roman Empire that the Jews didn't, but I can imagine that that's what happened, that the Jews were not wearing that. In terms of the Hasidim, that's the picture that you showed me, a Hasidim wearing, you know, their long frocks and these things, robes, the answer is that those are men's clothing. Like when you think nowadays of what a woman would wear, okay, so yes, a woman might wear like a bathrobe or like those types of things, which would be more akin to these types of clothing. But I don't think back in the days that women would be wearing this type of thing out. They were wearing dresses which had a very specific cut and were made in a specific way, which these were just made differently. A tunic is not the same as a dress. They're cut differently. They look different. They just are different types of clothing. So tunic for men would just be different than a dress for women. That answer your question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about like the concept? I feel like I've learned you can't wear the shape of the knee. Is that?
So I think that that's the point of making sure that it's loose. Is that you when you're shaping the leg and you're looking at you're defining the body part, so then it becomes more problematic. So you could say, okay, so if I don't show the split of the knee, but that's all. When you say skirts aren't sneas, what are you saying that skirts aren't sneas? It's that showing really a shape as opposed to being more loose fitting that you're not showing. And let's be very clear, when we're talking about loose fitting or tight fitting clothing, we're talking about men also. I don't think that men should be wearing tight, skinny jeans that show, you know, the definition of the leg and everything. This is not a woman only issue, that this is going both ways. That when you're showing the body parts of what each piece of the body is, it's not so appropriate.
So what about like the difference between not wearing a short skirt on top of pants? So in that case, it's like you're not seeing like the split up the leg, but then you are seeing the shape of the knee.
So the shape again would be again. When you have all these problems, you have to contend with them. So the question is first of all, are you wearing women's pants? If you're wearing women's pants, so then you don't have to worry about whether or not. Right, that was our biggest question. Our nafka mina was if you could wear skirts under pants under skirts, because if they're women's clothing, then you can't.
Right.
So if you get rid of that issue by finding a woman's pant that is cut and made for women, whatever, so then you don't have to contend with that. But if it's tight on you, so then you lose out on the sneeze issue. That if the sneeze issue is not only just seeing the split all the way up, is that it's also not tight, it's not shaping, all those types of things. So you have a few things to contend with.
I'm just trying to figure out like what is like the emphasis most on. Like, is it more on the knee or is it more on the split of the leg, or is it just both equally?
Well, so let's go this way for a second. There's been a lot of debate about what exactly is the exact measurements of sneeze. So to the knee, above the knee, right below the knee, elbow, below the elbow. I'm not going to talk about that because I think like that's above the collarbone, right below the collarbone, all these types of measurements that people give, I think is not within today's scope. And in terms of shaping, it would be just the shape of leg in general, not just the knee necessarily. And I don't think that one gives credence over the other. It's not like, well, if I don't have if I don't show a shape, so then I could do a split all the way up. Or if I don't have a split all the way up, I could still show shape. I think that they're saying is part of this idea of tznius is that you don't show the shape, and part of the shape is also that the split doesn't go all the way up. So it's two issues to contend with, right? It's like in kashrus, right? We don't have to say, well, which one's better? Is that if there are bugs in the fruits and vegetables, or if I didn't take truma and maisra? It's like they're both problems. It's not like one is better than the other. You still have to contend with both issues. So again, if you want to make it that way, all the opinions are satisfied, you have to make sure that to do it in a way where all the opinions are satisfied. And again, one of the biggest, especially today and especially here in Brooklyn, to contend with is going to be what everyone else around us is doing as well. Like, we're not going to generally we say that you shouldn't go out and do something that's totally different than everyone else around you. Yeah.
Blending? Basically, it's when everyone, like for example, always wears black skirts, everyone always wears the same thing, everyone acts the same way. No matter what you think, you act the same way as a community, not because you want to be part of it, but it's because of the mush that is.
I mean, there have been rebbeim in the past who said that part of sneis is not making a spectacle or not putting yourself on a pedestal. And I think that's why many, especially yeshivish and Haredi rebbeim, have said, don't wear red, that women shouldn't wear red, and they shouldn't wear very loud colors because it makes people notice them. I think that honestly, it's a little bit ridiculous. People are going to notice you whether or not you're wearing red or black or whatever. Yeah, but there's no formal isser from that. Again, like I think that when you have to be able to parse out what are stories, what's halacha, what do we learn from each thing, and what are communal acceptances. I think that in general, like we don't necessarily accept that that women can't wear colors, again, unless you're in a Haredi community, that, you know, again, there are people in the Haredi community who also still wear red, regardless of whether or not that there's, again, I think it's part of doing what your community is normalized by, but also being able to look at halacha about what halacha is. And in reality, halacha doesn't say you're not allowed. Some people claim that part of tznius is not making a spectacle, not making that people are noticing the woman right out because she's wearing a brighter color. I think that that's a little bit ridiculous. Like, if people are going to notice women whether or not they're wearing a bright color or not a bright color, I think more issue is how tight fitting clothing is, and if people are doing it in a way where, you know, they're trying to either show off their body or in a way that doesn't make it appropriate. And I think that that's the difference between the two. Is, are you doing it because you want to, and I think that part of it is mindset. If you're wearing red because if you're saying, I want people to notice that I'm wearing this color and they need to notice me and like whatever, would I say that that's absolutely the best?
Does that apply only to women or men?
No, both. Like, I don't think people should wear absolutely ridiculous things to be like, you need to look at me, put me on a pedestal. You know, I think that that's crazy. I think if you're going looking at Purim, like, whatever, let's take Purim out of the story.
In general, is it also a fact that men also can't wear red, and that men also can't stand out, and men also have to blend?
No, but I'm saying that's not reality, that blending and mushing, that's not a reality.
It's not a reality?
I'm saying that they shouldn't. I'm saying that if you're saying on one hand that, again, about tight clothing, that people are going to notice you, okay, so then that's a different story. But in terms of blending, that people shouldn't see who you are, I think that that's ridiculous. Like, just wear black so that way no one notices or sees you, I think that that's ridiculous. Okay, have a great day.